It's been a long day. I'm in Mayfield, and not Mayfield in Cork, Mayfield on Junction 1 of the motorway back towards Cork. Thank you. I'm standing here at the moment to rest after the excitement of the conversations during the day. I've actually found Wi-Fi in Mayfield service station, and it's actually one of those wonderful Wi-Fis that you don't have to do anything other than say you want to have it, and it gives it to you. Jonathan Arm is offering me something to eat, and it looks like he says it's nice. His taste is in chicken and roasted peppers and jalapenos. Oh wow, how are you feeling after the day, Jonathan?
Exhilarated, exhausted. We're good.
I'm tired too. Mm. But we've been kind of doing something kind of fairly unusual, really. I think we've been documenting and publicly documenting our day as best we could via Twitter. I don't know how many tweets we put out under the hashtag Think Tank on the road. I haven't counted the number of photographs we've put up on Instagram, quite a lot, and I've no idea how many individual audio boos we did. We must have done over 2 hours of audio boo. So that means that in 100 years time, the journey that we've made during the day today will be findable. Your great-grandchildren will be able to hear what you had to say. What do you think of that?
Sobering, Paul.
Why do we do it? Okay, that's an unfair question, really. Because I'm a mad, raving lunatic about it. And you're modestly keen. Well, you're very keen on it, but you do it in a very controlled, restrained. What would be your word for it? How you do it?
I don't know. As I said, I mean, I think the effort required to do it is quite great for me personally. I mean, I'd like to do it, and I'm interested in it, but it's, for me, the technology is still hard. I get tired and frustrated in terms of doing it, so I'd rather not do it. Personal.
Which bit of preference. The technology do you find most tiring and frustrating?
Just having to look at a screen and to kind of have to do all the stuff. I mean, it's easy enough to do, but it's to do it well and to do it in an engaging way, for me, is personally exacting. That's why you're better than I am. I love it when you do it.
I'm just looking that you're wearing glasses, right? Mm. Well, let's do a little imagination for a second. Supposing I said to you that in a very short period of time, the glasses you're wearing can be the entire technology that's needed in order
to do
what we did today. Mm. Your glasses will take the photographs for you. Your glasses will record the audio for you. What else have we done? We have tweeted. You can use Siri, as Siri gets better, you'll be able to speak your tweets. So you won't actually have to do anything with your hands. What do you think of that prospect?
I think it'll certainly make it easier, but I think it still requires energy. So I think if you're an introvert like I am by nature, it requires energy. I think if you're an extrovert, which I think you are, because you energize by engaging with other people, I think it's fantastic. So I think no matter how the technology changes, fundamentally what we are, whether it's introverts or extroverts, has an impact in terms of how you engage and use social media.
I think it's a great credit to you that as a natural introvert, you're able to tolerate the behavior of a natural extrovert. I mean that because we've been in each other's company. I've been driving the extrovert behavior, as you know, I wanted to do, drawing energy, as you rightly say, from it, like doing it, believe in it, it's my passion. Another type of introvert would have found my behavior distasteful. Actually, would have raised issues like, you're being rude to me, you're both talking to me and tweeting at the same time, and I object to you making public our conversations. Why aren't you like that?
Well, I think you can do what you want and I do what I want. So I'm quite happy with that balance. It doesn't offend me in any way. I think it's what you do and you're passionate about doing that. And I know that about you and I accept it and I embrace it. I mean, I think it's...
There is a sociological basis to this. You know, you come from South Africa. Is there a society of immense diversity in comparison with here in Ireland, right? I mean, you look around this shop, right, this place. I mean, they all look like brothers and sisters to
Everyone's
each other, don't
white.
They? They're all white. Not only are
Where
they
the
all
black
white,
folk?
There are no black folk.
Where are
my
brethren?
They're no Indian. There's nobody here, right? Okay, so there's no, it's all, there's no diversity here. There's diversity of products on the shelves, but lack of diversity of people, right? Is that what it's... We know that. There's a positive side, I suppose, somewhere about that, although I greatly, greatly miss the diversity of urban UK. I must admit, huge amount. But the thing about it is that I'm wondering whether you're growing up in South Africa, unable to avoid awareness of diversity, whatever you thought about it, no matter how it was, you couldn't avoid the experience of seeing people who were more people than you, more black people than white people, so therefore you could not avoid seeing it. Has that influenced your capacity for toleration?
I think so. I mean, I think in a South African context, you're dealing with diversity 24/7. You're dealing with different languages, different races, different cultures, different attitudes, different outlooks. So you have to become highly adapted. I mean, if you can't, then you'll go into the lager mentality, where you'll only want to be with your own and stick to your cultural mindset. But I think that culture, that society, forces you to be adaptive. You have to be tolerant. You have to be accepting. You have to understand difference, and you have to celebrate. You have to know how to work with it.
Now, none of those things you've just mentioned, like you have to accept difference, you have to tolerate, and then particularly the last one, you have to celebrate difference. None of those is, in my experience, an Irish trait. There are, of course, individuals who are like that, but the general culture here is that I find a great, great relief and surprise when I discover that somebody is consistently like how you've just described. People know that they can't say racist things, that they can't say sexist things in public. It's not acceptable to say them anymore. But that doesn't mean that in their behavior that they...
But you should be able to say them. You may not necessarily agree with them, but you should be able to express your view. I mean, I think that's one of the things in Ireland, is that everyone kind of wants to be too politically correct. You should be able to express what you really think. So if I have an issue with X, Y, or Z, I should be able to express that. And obviously deal with the heat if I get it, but, you know, if I believe in my viewpoint, I mean, there's not one absolute viewpoint on everything. I mean, once again, you need to celebrate the difference, whether it's got to do with, you know, racism in Ireland, you know, whether it's got to do with, you know, people's viewpoints on a whole host of different things.
Shall we walk to the car?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I must say, I find it very... I find it very developmental to spend time with you from this point of view, that I, you know, came back here to the from the UK, where I was used to mixing with people from all over the world, really. It is heartening to find a friendship with somebody who, you know, comes from a different culture and brings that here. So, with that note, let's get into this tank.
Let's get into the tank.
And
let's head home to Cork.
And let's head home to Cork. Now, your experience of driving this tank, has it been heavy?
No, it's been fun.
The modern tank has a good bit of power steering in it, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, and it... But
got some horses under the hood.
Power. Okay, look...
Let's just say we've had a great day, eh?
We've had a fantastic day. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. We should
do this again sometime.
Shall we do it again? Okay. Where we go next time?
Okay. All right. And thank you very much, folks, for listening to us and being with us on this journey. And if you're listening to this in 100 years' time, I hope you enjoy it even more than we've done it.
Adios.